Chimai, hello. I'm April Lactonin Counselor. Welcome to the Aleutic Word of the Week, a lesson in Aleutic language and culture. This week's word is... That's the Aleutic Word of the Week. The Aleutic Word of the Week is produced at the studios of KMXT Public Radio in Kodiak, Alaska. Words are spoken by Sophie Kotelnikoff. Sentences are written by the Aleutic Museum with assistance from Mary Hawkinson, Florence Pesterkoff, Nicole Oakley, Sophie Kotelnikoff, and the Nanwalik-Sugston Immersion School. Support for the Aleutic Word of the Week is provided by the Kodiak Area Native Association with theme music by the Kodiak Aleutic Dancers. Lessons are published in the Kodiak Daily Mirror each Friday. Please contact the Aleutic Museum if you would like a lesson copy, or visit the museum's website at www.aleuticmuseum.com for previous year's lessons. All right, so whenever you're ready, you can still say what...
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, but also one thing you have to be sure of is to not shuffle papers too much.
Okay.
So we'll just lay it right here.
Yeah.
Because the microphones are so sensitive, they pick it up real well. Okay, you can go ahead.
Chimai, hello, I'm Sophie Kotelnikoff. Blank, blank, blank.
Yeah, then you can say blank.
Blank, 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 blank.
Oh, I mean say blank and then which means blank and then in a sentence blank.
I have to read that?
Yeah, read just this part here. Oh. This part here.
Okay. Blank, which means blank in a sentence, blank. Which means blank. Okay.
Good. And then just the end here. This part.
Don't I say that at the end when I'm done?
Yeah, but they're going to cut all this up for
us.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Until I see you all again.
Perfect. You make this so easy on me. Okay, I'll just follow along here.
Okay.
So some of these are new. Actually, I'll take this off. Some of these are new, so if you want to know how I think it's pronounced, even though I'm not a very good speaker, I can tell you. This one's a new one. Klihluku, carve. Or click.
Klihluku, carve. Kligakubuhak. I am carving the wood. Kashukwak. Ilagata. Kashukwak miwat.
Oh, maybe we should. We have to say kasukwak, which means akyak. And then a shaita.
Oh, yeah. Kashukwak means, which means akiak. Ilagata kashukwak miwak. These two are from akiak. Kalngak, magpie, which means kalngat. This means magpies like to steal. Anguyak, war, which means anguyat, they are having war.
Okay.
Quick, river, which means quigman. We went to the river to get fish. Pomyuk, horsetail, which means ilin pomyuk.
Or ilin, ilin pomyuk ikuduk.
Ikuduk, she found some horsetails.
I'll be back as soon as I can get back.
Chingwashkak, airplane. which means Tingwashkaq Mittakhtuk. This plane is going to land. How did I say that?
Chikhunak, antler.
Uh-huh. Chikhunak. Chikhunak, antler. Kliyaka. Kliyaka chikhunak. I am carving the antler. Numerat, numbers, which means numerat. Naqinakhtut. Read your numbers. Ulik, blanket, which means una ulik adornichtuk. This blanket is comfortable. Uyakuchtuhlik, loon. Uyakuchtuhlit amlachtut. There are a lots of loons. Pukwim Lafka, cannery store. Pukwim Lafka Igani, which means the cannery store is located over there. How do you call it?
Masik Shahak,
Port Lions. Agnak Hwai. Masik Sahamuk, which means is that woman from Port Lions? Palukwat. Beavers.
Paluktat
beavers. Pingani Paluktat Kwigmi. Pingayan Paluktat Kwigmi. There are three beavers in the creek. Ukwit, birch. The birch over there is tall, which means Igani Ukwit Takut. Is that it?
I think so.
Kurowak, cow. Kurowak, kwilyuk, which means the cow is fat. Nanwalik, English bay. Kina nanwalik muk. Who is from English bay? How do you say that?
Katak.
Coal. Katarmi Chanamuk. That is made of coal. How do you say that?
Tanhak, ghost.
Tanhwak, ghost. Tanhwat alingnachtut. Ghosts are really scary. Kandak, plate. Ilakhput kandat. Ashikhchakhu, you fix the plate. Alajik, fried bread. Huankuda alajinik piduchtachtugut, which means we are eating fried bread.
I wish I was eating some fried bread.
Alayugluni, stingy. Tawai alayugunak. Minachtuchki, don't be stingy, give to others. Piwak, homebrew, which means piwak, piduchnichtuk, which means homebrew tastes bad.
How do you say tastes bad?
Piwak, piduchniduk, which means homebrew tastes bad. Ughnak, cradle. Ughnami.
Hiluku.
Ughnami hiluku babik, which means put the baby in the cradle. Knigwick, hearth. Una knigwick, angshinachtuk, angshinach. This hearth is big. Ingalak, awai ingalaga, which means, oh my eye. Olachat, Bigfoot, which means Olach.
Olach Kuliangwit Amlacht.
Olach Kuliangwachtut Amlachtut. Olach Kuliangwit Amlachtut.
Good.
Amak Amber. Amat. Inakshunachtut, which means amber is pretty. Trupkak, pipe for smoking. Ata trupka, let's see the pipe. Kinguk, worm, which means tokna. Kinguk, kinguk tokanid twa. Tawa kinguch tochnine twa, which means no, I won't eat this worm. Nunakwarluni, walk overland. Nunakwachtuk kalunun, which means he is walking to Karluk. Chichotkak, tuberculosis. Chichot karlugu tukulhea, which means she died of tuberculosis. Patredak, picture. What's that? Chakik una patredami, which means what is this a picture of?
Ukamak,
Cherikov Island. Ukamak yakshishinachtuk, which means Cherikov Island is far away.
Limpet, swakidak.
Swakidak, limpet. Ilpet swakidat.
Akwatachnaki, akwat. Tachniki? I don't know. Well, how would you say, go gather some limpets?
Gee, I don't know. You gather, let's see. Elspet shakidanik iwaisuji. That's to get them.
That's good.
Iwaisuji. Elspitcha kwatit iwaisuji, which means you gather some limpets. Kuda, beach. Ahnet kutmi itut, which means the women are at the beach, or beach combing. Kenayuk.
You can just say Athabaskan, which means Athabaskan.
You
could just say, you don't have to say Denina, you can just say Athabaskan, which means Athabaskan.
Denina Athabaskan under Athabaskan.
Oh, that was, sorry, that's my note.
And Anachput, Anachput Kinguklia. Our aunt is
Denina
Athabaskan. Kaguyak. Kaguyak.
Kangiyak or Kaguyak?
Kangiyak.
Kangiyak.
Kangiyak or Kaguyak. What is that?
Oh, is it Ilanka? Ilanka Kahuna?
Ilanga, Ilanga Kangiyahmiwot, which means my family is from Kaguyak. Alaska, Alaska. Wankuda Alaska Hmuwet, which means we are all Alaskans.
Suchuchichpet, our way of living.
Shujichpet, our way of living, subsistence. Shujichpet Ashichpiachtuk, our way of living is the best. Aramashkak, pineapple weed. Una aramashkak, chayuk pidughanichtuk. What's that?
Kikachok sinew.
Kikachluk senyo. Kikachluk bet tuknitachtuk, which means senyo is strong. Uzinkak, uzinki. Uzinkamak etachtut, which means they live in uzinki. Skifak, skiff.
Oh, I had it for, I wrote the sentence for Durak, but you could say skiff.
Dorak. Dorak is a skiff.
What do you use?
Doralihuanga. I am building a skiff.
Angak?
Angak, uncle, mother's brother. Ilin Angwaka, he is my uncle. How do you say that?
Ukwingchut
Ukwingt,
or Nimuyak? Like a
Ukwit, willow. Nama ukwichstut.
Oh, I think what this is, it's like a little tree, like ukwik is tree and then ukwingchut is little tree.
Nama ukwingchut. Where are the willows? How do you say that?
Wahwak.
Wahwak, goose.
Goose tongue.
Goose tongue. You cut quahwat pitunishkat. These goose tongues taste good.
Ukludak or uhu.
How do you say it?
Ukludak or Uyuluk?
Ohrodak, garden. Ohrodak miktuk, which means the garden is small. Hudak, tooth. My eyes can't see. Weenam hoot.
Hootsinai.
Weenam hootsinai, meaning sea lions have big teeth.
Paluwik.
Paluhowik. Port Graham. Paluhowik mikteyok, which means I am coming from Port Graham. Tahik, Banya Scrubber or Banya Switch. Tahik,
Tayski, pass me the scrubber or give it to me.
Tahik teshki, which means bring me the scrubber. Nieuwachtig.
Nieuwachtig.
Nieuwachtig. Nieuwachtig. Telephone. This is a telephone. Una Nieuwachtig. Shunnak. City of Kodiak.
Kagumi
angichikshit shunnaman, meaning when will you come back to Kodiak?
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Let me double check on my... I'm going to pause it for a minute. Okay, you can go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ingalak, I... Awai...
Aya,
ingalaka. Oh, yeah. Ingalak. Aya, ingalaka. Awai. Ow, my eye.
Okay.
Job, they turn out good.
Okay. And then, is this, how do you say this? Mit kudachtuk.
Mm-hmm.
Mit kudachtuk. Okay.
Okay. Ahead. Mm-hmm. Tingushkak, airplane. Tingushkak mit kudachtuk, meaning this plane is going to land.
Okay.
Piwak, homebrew. Piwak piduhniduk, meaning homebrew tastes bad.
Carve. Carving was once a daily act in Aleutic communities. Native craftsmen whittled shafts to propel their weapons, split timbers to build houses and boats, and chiseled images into wood. Through woodworking, the Aleutite produced many of the tools essential for daily life and recorded their beliefs in masks, amulets, and figurines. Archaeological finds reveal traditional carving techniques. The Aleutic people used massive stone-splitting adzes mounted on wooden handles to crack open logs culled from driftwood on local beaches. Splitting continued with the help of resilient whalebone wedges, which were pounded with weighty granite mauls. The resulting planks were cut to length and shaped with a variety of stone planing adzes tied to handles of flexible alder branches. Handheld carving implements, particularly rodent incisors, hafted in the sides of small wooden handles, permitted finer carving. The narrow bits of these tools left gouges that artists sanded away with gritty abraders of pumice and sandstone. Finishing touches were applied with a burnishing stone, a water-worn pebble rubbed over the carving to create a polished, splinter-free surface. Today, artists search Kodiak's forests and commercial lumberyards for the perfect grain, but in the old days, before spruce trees colonized Kodiak, most wood was collected from the beach. Carvers gathered a variety of hard and soft woods, Pacific yew, cedar, and spruce from drift logs, and alder, dwarf birch, and cottonwood from coastal thickets. In addition to wood, carvers collected feathers, fur, animal hair, and pigments to enhance their carvings. Decoration is an essential part of any art, as finely made objects show respect for the plants and animals that provide for people. Akiak. Surrounded by grassy hills and tundra flats, Akiak is Kodiak's southernmost village. This remote community, 90 miles from the city of Kodiak, was settled in 1881. Residents moved here from Kusukwak in nearby Humpy Cove. The original community was a sea otter hunting settlement organized by Russian fur traders. As the sea otter industry waned, fishing gained economic importance. During World War II, the U.S. Postal Service briefly renamed the community Alatak to avoid confusing it with Akiak, a Yupik village in western Alaska. Akiak has always been a small community. The village's initial population was 114 people, which declined to a low of 72 in 1950. But in the 1980s, the population had climbed back to over 100 individuals. In part, this rise reflects immigration. The residents of Akiak include the descendants of several families from Kuguyak, a village destroyed by the tsunamis that followed the 1964 Great Alaskan Earthquake. Today it has about 80 residents living in 25 homes. Fishing is central to Akiak's economy. Strong salmon runs enter near Alatak Bay, supporting both commercial harvesting and a subsistence lifestyle. Many families make a living in the fishing industry, working in the Alatak cannery 5 miles to the south of Akiak, or fishing commercially for salmon, halibut, and crab. Like all of Kodiak's villages, you can only reach Akiak by boat or airplane. Community facilities include a gravel airstrip, a public school, a cemetery, and the protection of the Theotokos Chapel, a Russian Orthodox church. Magpie. Magpies are a member of the crow family, a group that includes crows, ravens, and jays. There are just 2 species of magpies in North America: the black-billed magpie, found in Alaska and the western United States, and the yellow-billed magpie, indigenous to California. The black-billed magpie is common in central and western Alaska. This large black-and-white bird inhabits shrub thickets and open forests, but can also live in urban areas. Its most distinctive feature is a black wedge-shaped tail that is nearly as long as its body. Magpies live in groups and eat everything from bugs and seed to baby birds, roadkills, and garbage. Kashkayat are known for their boisterous call and their bold, confident personalities. These characteristics have made them the subject of stories and jokes in many cultures. Both the Tlingit and the Aleutic use the word magpie as a nickname. For example, a difficult person or a talkative person might be called a magpie. To the Aleutic people, magpies are an annoyance as they steal drying food. Many people cover their fish rack with netting to keep the birds away. Aleutic artists also use the magpie's black feathers to decorate crafts, as they have a beautiful iridescent green or purple sheen. However, as magpies are protected under the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act, their feathers may not be bought or sold. War. In classical Aleutic society, where social positions were inherited and a small class of wealthy individuals acted as community leaders, warfare was a means of enhancing wealth. In addition to avenging wrongs, elite men led raids on other communities, acquiring plunder and slaves to increase their affluence. Just as Aleutic villages were raided by neighboring groups, the Aleutic people initiated raids of their own. Neighboring Aleutic communities were attacked, as well as more distant Aleut and Tlingit villages. In battle, warriors carried short wooden clubs, spears, bows, and specially fashioned arrows. The arrows were tipped with bone points that had thin, splintery barbs. These barbs were designed to cause extensive internal damage by breaking off inside their victims. In addition to weaponry, warriors carried large shields made from thick planks of hardwood and wore protective vests of wooden armor. Fashioned from small pieces of wood and tied together with sinew, these flexible shirts protected a warrior's chest from enemy arrows. Warfare is a common topic in Aleutic stories, where incidents leading to conflict often unfold in predictable ways. In many stories, visitors from a distant place ridicule and embarrass a community member, particularly a chief or child. After the incident, community members secretly follow the offender to their homes and take revenge, sometimes with the assistance of neighbors. These stories illustrate the types of events that lead to conflict and probably reminded people about the consequences of bad behavior. They also illustrate that the goal of conflict was not simply to punish the offender, as this could be done anywhere, but to separate the offenders from their possessions. After taking their revenge, raiders could then ransack their enemy's home. River. Despite its wet environment, Kodiak has few large rivers. The archipelago's drainage systems are simple, reflecting its glacial history. Throughout the island, short, steep, clearwater streams flow through glacially carved out valleys, draining small areas. Most streams are less than 16 kilometers long and descend swiftly out of the mountains into adjacent bays. Rivers and larger streams tend to occur in bay heads and in a few valleys in southwestern Kodiak that were not completely filled with ice during the last glacial period. For Aleutic people, rivers are not only an important harvesting environment, where salmon, trout, ducks, and otters can be taken, but a means of travel. They provide avenues through Kodiak's mountainous interior. The Portage River on northern Afognak Island provides an overland route to southern Afognak's Kazakoff Bay, and from the head of Larsen Bay, it is an easy hike down the Karlik River to Karlik Village at the river's mouth. Aleutic people once moved logs across larger lakes and rivers by tying them into rafts and paddling across. Elders remember paddling logs across Karlik Lagoon and Afognak Lake. According to Aleutic myths, the first woman formed rivers and lakes by spitting into ditches and holes. Like all features on the Aleutic landscape, rivers have spirits that can be manipulated. One Aleutic legend tells how a young woman searching for her lover was captured by an evil shaman. The shaman bewitched a river, which delivered him victims by sweeping them over a powerful waterfall. When the young woman succeeded in killing her captor, the shaman's grip on the river was released. The treacherous falls disappeared, and she was able to paddle home safely.